You're with SBS Radio.
Humaharap ngayon si Ministro Peter Dutton ng Home Affairs sa karagdagang pagtatanong tungkol sa kanyang ugnayan sa pagpigil maitapon ang dalawang au pairs o katulong. Inakusahan si Ministro Dutton ng parehong Labor at Greens sa potensyal na panlilinlang sa parlamento nang tumanggi siyang mayroon siyang personal na koneksyon sa naturang kaso. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Virginia Landsberg at Amanda Kopp. Noong 2015, si Michaela Marcioso ay lumapag sa paliparan ng Brisbane at kinulong ng mga opisyal ng Border Force pero nailigtas sa deportasyon ng noon ay ministro sa emigrasyon, Peter Dutton. At noong 2018, lumapag siya sa gitna ng isang bagyo sa politika. Sinabi sa Today Show ng Channel 9 ni Ministro Christopher Fine ng Depensa na ang issue ay pinalaki ng husto.
Well, I think this is a classic storm in the teacup. The truth is that Peter Dutton looks at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of requests every year for people who'd like to get someone out of detention.
Pero sinabi naman sa Sky News ni Shadow Immigration Minister Shane Newman na nakakabahala ang mga ginawa ni Ginoong Dutton.
It's not about the powers, it's about the process. We get a situation where the minister is advised against granting visas. There's high risk according to the Border Force in the email trail we've seen. These are explosive emails in relation to the French au pair. And in relation to the au pair from Italy, this is troubling instance of a pattern that's starting to emerge.
Ginamit ni Peter Dutton ang kanyang kapangyarihan at diskresyon nang bigyan niya ang Italian au pair ng 3 buwang visa pagkatapos itong idetene ng mga opisyal ng Border Force dahil sa hinalang nagbabalak siyang magtrabaho sa dating pulis ng Queensland na kaibigan ni Ginoong Dutton sa kabila na hindi sila nag-usap ng 20 taon. Sinabi ni Ginoong Dutton sa stasyong 2GB na walang mali sa kanyang ginawa.
Well, I make a decision that I believe is in the best interest of our country. I do it every day with visas, and the whole idea of ministerial intervention powers is that you can find a situation where it's been brought to your attention, there's an anomaly, and you can fix it.
Sinabi naman ng mambabatas Adam Bandt ng Partidong Greens na maaaring iniligaw ni Ginoong Dutton ng parlamento noong Marso ng taong ito nang tumanggi siyang mayroon siyang personal na ugnayan sa kaso pagkatapos natanungin sa question time.
Can you categorically rule out any personal connection or any other relationship between you and the intended employer of either of the au pairs?
The Minister for Home Affairs.
The answer is yes, Mr. Speaker. I haven't received any personal benefit. I don't know these people. They haven't worked for me, haven't worked for my wife.
Ipinakita din ng isang lumabas ng email na pinayuhan si Ginoong Dutton na huwag makialam sa isang French au pair na ikinulong sa paliparan ng Adelaide noong Oktubre ng 2015. Pero ginawa din niya ito pagkatapos kausapin ang kanyang opisina ng CEO ng AFL, Gillian McLachlan.
I was contacted by my cousin. He was trying to get in touch with the office and he asked for my help and I facilitated that.
Do you think that that's an appropriate use of your position and to your staff?
I made the decision to do that, to help a friend, to get the information to the office.
Do you have any regrets about that? Would you do it again?
I will help people if I can.
Pinananatili ni Ministro Christopher Fine na walang ginawang mali sa kasong ito.
Look, this phrase au pair, it sounds exotic, and so I think the media are fixated on it, but I really don't think there's anything to see here.
Ang issue ay dadalahin sa Senate inquiry sa susunod na linggo.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras, online.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.